try to take you to another level in the spirit. Might be fumbling for a little while, but just stay with it. It'll come open after a while. Amen. I'm excited. Are you excited? I want to know you're ready to flow. You got to be ready to flow now. You got to be ready to flow because the kingdom is always introducing itself. It is inexhaustible. So because you know a few verses, don't set like you got understanding beyond what you're hearing. I know there's good Bible students in here, but yet the Lord is still speaking. And so if you're not ready for it, something can unfold. And because you believe you have it, you miss it. Are you listening to me? Now we're operating as a family. Right? On one accord, right? We want to hear from heaven, right? All right, so we have to, as each one of the speakers are speaking, you have to yield and you have to wait. You don't want to just have an emotional meeting. It won't help when you get back home. All the emotion, you'll probably leave it here. But if you get something that will revolutionize your life through revelation knowledge, you can take it home and almost start a new beginning. Now I have great expectation for this meeting. For you. One of the things the Lord, one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible is in Luke 24, I think it's about verse 45, where he says, open our understanding that we might understand the scriptures. Now the scriptures is the head law. I don't care how many prophecy you got, how many words you got, the scripture is the head law. Yeah. And it's a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that have freed us from what? Law of sin and death. You actually got it made and many times you don't know it. Even when you got opposition coming against you, all your opposition call for promotion. Lift your hands. Father, today my son had prayed, but today I'm just praying about this message. I ask for clarity in my mouth, in my heart, in the ears of the listeners, and in their heart. Everything change. Everything go to a greater dimension. So help me to yield to the Holy Spirit. As we open this camp meeting, let's go for it. In your name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. The born-again experience has been a blessing to me to be a child of God. But yet Jesus mentioned it only one time. He activated it in John 4 with the woman at the well. But just the idea of being born again is only in John chapter 3. So a person can get into a born again experience and yet not get too far in life. Wow. Secondly, the next experience is the baptism with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. A person can get that, get koprasia, can get to that level and yet not progress as they should. What? Joining a good church. Being baptized with water. I might have got it out of place, but the same thing. Going to good church, being baptized with water and singing the choir and serve in some capacity in the ministry. and yet not get where you need to be. What? What are we going to do here then? Knowing that you have a right to go to heaven when you die, but yet not progress in life as you should. Talk about your mansion in the sky. Oh, how big it gonna be. But yet there's a deficit in this life. It's something you seem like you can't grab. You see it sometime, but it always escapes you. You know God has more for you. You listening? Now, we're going to talk about all this week, if we don't name no other subject, apostolic kingdom living. It's an aspect of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, that all of the pre-statement was to go into.
Yes, sir.
The new birth, the filling with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. All of that was to be dumped into the kingdom of God and live it out. So you're actually incapacitated if you don't recognize how important the kingdom of God is. Matthew 6:33. We have read this verse. Go to it now. Some of y'all don't even want to go to it because you think you got all the handle on it. But I'm going to bust your bubble. There's a whole lot more in that verse than you have seen. Seek ye first. Well, priority. This is something that God told you to prioritize before you seek anything else. He gave an opening in Matthew chapter 7, seek and you shall find. But you got to continuously and continuously and continuously, infinitum, seek the kingdom. Now the kingdom is God's government. So you want God government running your life and anybody's life you minister to. You have to know what government said.
Yes, sir.
All right? The kingdom of God is God's original plan for man to triumph and to be victorious and to represent him and to master life and to overtake anything that the enemy try to bring in. For the kingdom of light is stronger than the kingdom of darkness. So if you're not functioning in a kingdom manner, even though you're saved, even though you're talking in tongues, even though you prophesy, you're shortchanging yourself. Everything that we do, Jesus began his ministry. Listen, Jesus began his ministry. Jesus' mission statement, that I come to preach the gospel of the kingdom. He closed out his ministry in Acts chapter 1. He said he spent 40 days, come on preachers, 40 days teaching the disciples the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And he also instructed them what run the kingdom, what give power to the kingdom. He said you will be endued with power from on high. The thing that you've been missing in your life, God opened it up to me in praying weeks after weeks for this meeting, is that everything must enter into the kingdom. And so I want to show you the kingdom from different aspects of the kingdom that you can recognize. Well, let's think for a minute. I'm just going to talk about a few things that I'm going to preach about this week, just to think of for a few minutes. In Genesis 1, 26, 28 is the origin of the kingdom. And what the kingdom, the word kingdom means, but in Hebrews, dominion. And so Jesus came to reintroduce the kingdom and induct people into the kingdom to present again the life of Eden. I preached myself half already, boy. We are to relive the authority, the subduing, and the dominion that was first given in the first book. When Adam lost that kingdom dominion in the third chapter of Genesis, I think he lost it. Him and Eve. In that same chapter, the Lord reinstated it in the 15th verse. He said, you shall bruise his heel, but he'll bruise your head. Instantly, the Lord set up a way to put heaven in his hand, watch me, and earth in man's hand. Psalm 110 verse 2 said, you should rule in the midst of your enemy. In every aspect of your life, you have authority to prevail no matter where you're from, how you look, what color your skin is, how much education you have. You have the right to prevail. Your position this week, you will not stay in the same position. I will not permit you to leave here the same way you came. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? First of all, knowledge. Knowledge is information. Secondly, understanding. Understanding is comprehension. Thirdly, wisdom. Now you need the three. Wisdom. Wisdom is application. Fourthly, discernment is seen in the invisible world. You're going to need this now. You're going to need this all the week as we minister to you. Here, revelation knowledge. Revelation understanding. Revelation wisdom. Revelation discernment. And then the kingdom of God will manifest miracles, signs, and wonders that nobody can stop, no government can stop, no man on the face of the earth can stop. It's time for us to take over. We got to know who we are. And we got to know it, for lack of a better word, we got to know it apostolically. When the apostolic began to put the anointing upon pastors and teachers and, evangelists and churches all over the land, we're going to walk in our dominion. Are you ready to walk in dominion? Are you ready to have dominion over your health? Dominion over your family? Dominion over your finances? It's been there all the time. Don't feel lost. Some of the things I've seen preparing for this meeting, I've never seen it before. But I believe that the book of Acts was operating under a kingdom dominion. That's why they had so much miracles. And then you go into the epistle, the apostle Paul was preaching the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Heaven is for God. Earth, God have given to man the rule. We're supposed to be ruling here, so let's get us some ruling. Let's get us in a ruling. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All right? The kingdom of God, now, righteousness. Those two things he told us to seek, right? Yes, sir. Righteousness is a 2 Corinthians 5:21 deal that is given to us to position us to be able to receive and release what's in the kingdom. Right. Righteousness is a position. We've been made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, right? Righteousness produced a right to do things not in an ordinary way. Now, may I talk to you a minute? We have been on the wrong end of that voice. Matthew 6:33. We've been on the wrong end. We got long confessions. We sang every day on the wrong end. And that's why it's not coming through. He said, seek me, seek my kingdom first, and righteousness first, and all the materialization will come from the revelation that I give you while you're seeking me. See, the Lord has to reveal himself before he demonstrates. Because if he starts demonstrating to you without a revelation, you can't handle it. I have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But the Spirit, see, it's a revelation. So the kingdom of God, now think what I'm saying now before I go to my notes. Think what I'm saying to you. I've talked about being born again. See, some of y'all are not listening. I talked to you about being born again. I talked to you about being filled with the Spirit. I talked about you talking about talking in tongues. Let's take two others. Praise and worship. There are great praisers in this room. There are great worshipers in this room, but they're broke. That don't go together. Something wrong. Wrong end of the voice. I'm going to straighten your cash out. I'm going to get you a new money bag without holes in it. The scripture talking about having a money belt that don't wear out. We're going to correct everything. This camp meeting will correct everything because the kingdom of God, you dump everything into the kingdom. And when you dump everything, well, listen, you listening? When you dump everything into the kingdom, the next thing that comes out is dominion. You begin to dominate everything around you because you really know who you are. And you never have to pray for no material thing no more. Then you start coming and coming and coming because you're on the right end of the verse. Too much prosperity been preached without kingdom. Too many message been preached without the kingdom in charge. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and his righteousness. Look what he said at the end. But y'all, we didn't believe that. He said how much was going to be added. So why are you over there? Why are you over there forsaking what you're supposed to be doing? If we just can get you back on the right end of that voice this week, I'll be satisfied. You cannot seek the kingdom constantly and not rise. Charismatically, word of faith, full gospel, the prosperity gospel got you on the wrong end of the road. If I can get you back, say, Lord, I don't want nothing this morning. I just want you. I thank you for what you already have done. If you don't do nothing else, Lord, you've done enough. I just come to say thank you for what you already have done in my life. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to praise you. You see what I'm talking about? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing what
yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost
yes, sir.
Is bringing correction
yes, sir.
And direction?
Yes, sir.
Some of you love God with all your heart. All of y'all love God. Those who watch it, love God all of your heart. But you're not moving like you should move. Because why? Wrong end of what? Wrong end of Matthew 6:33. If we can get you back on that right end this week, there will be an explosion heard throughout the whole world. And you will be so happy and you will be so free. You don't have to pray for stuff no more. The stuff just keep on coming. Are you following me? Put him first. Prioritize the kingdom and what God wants. Then there rise the king.
Yes, sir.
When the kingdom is respected, right, the king rise up in your life. And watch this. Watch this. Watch this. I said watch this. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You are a king in your spirit. Your soul is a servant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then your body must be under stewardship.
Yes, sir.
But you're a king. I wish I could preach it.
Come on, Apostle.
But you're a king in your spirit. You got to recognize that. When you were born again, you had to take upon a king's spirit to operate in the kingdom.
Right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what we're alluding to now? The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom.
Yes, sir. Yep. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
It's not a feeling kingdom.
Right.
Watch this. Oh, my goodness. It's not how things look kingdom.
Right.
You know how we have got shook up by how things look, how things feel?
Yeah.
It's not that kingdom.
Right. Yeah.
Invisible land.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
Hanging over your head. Is what you want, what you need, what you're dreaming for.
Yes, sir.
It's just in another dimension.
Yes, sir.
As you operate in the kingdom and be led by the Holy Ghost,
yes, sir.
Those things will be added to you.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yeah,
all right, let's go. Let's go to work. Dare not read Matthew 6:33 without reading Luke 12:31. Turn there if you will. I'm ready. I don't know if you're ready. I am ready to see you enter into a new dimension and dominion of living, even though you read the whole Bible. But there's something, oh my goodness, God want to do in this camp meeting that he never have done before. He need a people who ready to receive, receive from him like never before. I want to announce your problems are over. Now I'm serious. I want to announce that get up off your behind, stand up. I want to announce to you right now that if you listen to me today, all your problems are over. There's absolutely nothing God can't handle. I'm tired messing around with this thing. I'm tired praying all night, nothing happening. I'm tired going to prayer meeting and nothing happening. I'm tired reading the Bible and nothing happening. It got to begin to happen today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying that in this atmosphere, everything that's been bothering you gonna have to shake down today, because the glory of God will flood this place like never before, and you will go free. Shout if you believe it.
Let's go.
Tell four people, this is my moment. Tell four people, this is my moment. This is my moment. Woo! Woo! Boy, I feel like flying, boy. This is my moment. Clap! This is my moment. This is my moment. This will not be a regular week of coming and going. Something got to happen in this place. All your prayer will be answered this week. Glory to God. I see the glory of God. I see the answer. I'm going to give you the answer to every dilemma today.
Give it up, man.
Every satanic force will be wiped out of your life today. Everything you don't have is because the kingdom of darkness been holding you back on a slick. But when that light come on from the kingdom of light, it's over. And I declare, I decree in Jesus' name, we in control. Science not in control. Psychology not in control. The government not in control of the world. The kingdom of God is in control. The mess going on in the nation not going to stop until they come to us. It can't happen by cheese-eating preachers who go and tell them something but got their hand open. You got to go in there and don't want nothing and tell them, thus said the Lord. They don't need no prayer meeting in Dallas. They don't need no prayer meeting. They need a man or woman of God who's been touched by the anointing to stand up and decree a word that everybody walk in and it'll be all over. The killing not going to stop until the church stop it. Now write these things down. I want you to write the word revelation, realization, recognition, resurrection, ran in. Not R-E-I-N, R-E-I-N-G. Ran in and ruling. Let me give them to you again. Revelation. Realization, very important. You see, because you can have revelation that never become real to you. When the revelation comes, let's tell me very careful, children, because this is when revelation comes, you have to nurse it.
Yes, sir. All right.
You understand what I say about nurse? Mama, y'all know how many of y'all have had babies? Got to nurse the baby. You got to suck revelation tits. You got the milk revelation. You got the milk revelation. The nourishment is not in one suck. Until it become realization. And then there's a recognition come on you that absolutely nothing can stop you. You've got to come to that realization. You're bold enough and you blessed enough not to be stopped by nothing another day in your life. Write that down. I'm bold enough and I'm blessed enough not to be stopped another day by anything or anyone in my life. That's kingdom talk. I'm going to get you down deep in a few minutes. That's kingdom talk. That's a person who knows how to operate in the kingdom on the right end. When you learn how to operate in the kingdom, it's without fear, it's without worry, and it's without provision of manner on your mind. You will always have, let me say it this way, this might help you better. From this day forward, you will always have a full supply. My goodness. Yes. See, that's what the kingdom means. When you prioritize the kingdom and understand kingdom purpose, you begin to prevail over everything. See, we gotta get the keys, we gotta get the mystery straight, we gotta get the keys straight. All of this a kingdom matter we gotta take care of this week. All right. You got the words, right? Write this down. Entering, or how to enter into the revelation of the kingdom of God. How to enter. Entering into the revelation. You know the word realization, resurrection. There's a resurrection that has to take place this week of the kingdom of God exploding on the inside of you and on the outside. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then you leave here with the kingdom within and the kingdom upon. And your born again experience, baptized with the Holy Ghost, being led by the Spirit, all the gifts of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit, will take them all and step into the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dominion after dominion after dominion. You can't win unless you dominate.
That's right.
This world, Satan, worldly folks will not let you dominate, win unless you dominate. You have to have something stronger than they use it.
Amen.
I'm not going to let y'all abuse my anointing up in here. Because I'm telling y'all stuff that they're going to work today. This appeal, you take it work right now. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, the word of God is medicine. So you take this pill of revelation today, it starts working right now. Why are you sitting here? I don't care if you're from Ohio or Chicago. As soon as you take this pill, it's going to start working wherever you go. Wow! Now, let's read this verse. We've got to read these verses. Listen. Luke 12. Verse 31, because they tell us a little more about it. Tell us a little more. Don't look so sad, girl. Smile. Thank you, Jesus. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. You with me?
Yes,
and his what? No, it ain't saying no righteousness. Look at the verse. I'm not in Matthew 6:33. They ain't saying nothing about no righteousness. Don't be lying to me. You ain't in that verse. I'm not reading from Matthew 6:33. You see how fast? And it's righteousness. Because y'all so passive with it. So passive with it. So passive, you pass it up.
Come on, Apostle.
Come on, Apostle.
Come on, sir.
Now, when I ask you something, don't give me what you want to give me. Give me what I ask you for. I mean, Luke 12:31. I'm not in Matthew 6:33. I don't want no passive answer up in here. We're not going to have no passive service up in here. We're not going to have no pattern service in here. We're going to break every pattern up. You got to pay attention. I'm about to show you something else besides righteousness. Give me them little pussyfoot answers because you think that's what I want to hear. Follow me. I'm trying to take you somewhere. You're going to get there. Whoever don't want to go, they're going to get run over. Now, let's try that again. But rather seek you the kingdom of God and what else? Paul said, now he didn't have righteousness there, but the synoptic gospel always opened up a little more on Revelation if you read it right. Yeah. Now look what he says in the 32nd verse. Fill not little flock. It is your Father good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, as I preach, I'm preaching ahead of a kingdom we already have. Once Jesus died, it was validated. So when he says seek the kingdom, he's not talking about seeking having a kingdom. He's talking about seeking to understand what this kingdom have brought to you. So when he says seek the kingdom of God, it's not seeking for a lost kingdom. It's seeking for a lost person to operate properly in the kingdom. You're seeking for secrets of how the kingdom works. Along with faith. Yeah. You wrote that down? Yeah. See, you don't get stuck. When you're seeking the kingdom, you're seeking mysteries. You're seeking secrets that would open divine possibilities personally for you.
More teach, Bob.
Teach. Divine possibilities. Personally, for you. I'll say it, Lord. I'll say it. The Lord said, back. Tell them when I say, seek ye the kingdom and his righteousness, tell them it is not by group. It's personal. Put it down on your paper and circle it. It's personal. Nobody have to tell me to do this. Nobody got nothing to do with my business. I'm going to seek the kingdom in privacy. When I come out in public, everybody going to know I'm operating in the kingdom of God. It's personal. It's private.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If somebody else don't want to go, it's okay. You can't do this in a group. Somebody in the group gonna mess you up. You can't do this with church members. Somebody in the church just come to be entertained. I want enlightenment. I don't want just be entertained. I want enlightenment. I don't just want excitement. Nobody can solve your problem or your shortcoming about or what you don't have but you. Nobody can hold you from your victory but you. I don't care who against you. God said in Romans 8:31, if God is for you, he said in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper if you operate in my kingdom. Sometime this week, I'll tell you about a kingdom grace that can't be moved. You can't shake it. You can't move it. It's so powerful that everything hit it fall off. You walk out your house with your kingdom grace suit on. You think you've been dressing. Wait till you wear your kingdom grace suit. Everybody respect you. Every blessing start flowing in your direction. You dressed up in grace, operating in the kingdom. How to live in an apostolic kingdom. How to live in an apostolic kingdom. Here we go. Let me finish reading this verse. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Then he said, now, parables are told for two reasons. When he started talking about the kingdom, 13th chapter of Matthew, and started talking about the kingdom, parables are told for two reasons. Get this. One reason parables are told, to hide it from the person who don't supposed to have it. Secondly, the kingdom was taught in parables. Listen to me. Taught in parables, so it has to be a discovery. Now, that's based on the premises of this. What you don't discover is not yours.
Right. Watch out. Man. Watch out. Teach that. Come on, teach that. Yes, sir.
So he fixed it where you have to stay with it long enough until you discover it. Once you discover, you can recover. They abuse my anointing. Once you see the reason you haven't recovered because you haven't made a discovery. Some of y'all sitting out there acting like y'all got it all going on. I come make an inventory in your life. I'll tell you what you don't have going on. You better listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not only talking about it, I'm living it. Don't take these revelations as just a piece of cake. This is not McDonald's. This is salmon. This is salmon. Tell me, salmon good for you? Matter of fact, what is plank salmon? You cook it on a plank. See the plank cat salmon. Woo. Now I'm about to give you some points to drive your neighbor crazy. If your neighbor don't hook up with you, you're going to drive them crazy because you're going to begin to flourish and flow, and floods of blessing going to become, well, I'm going to say it like you told me, floods of blessing is about to come on your road. I'm going to start giving you some things that the Holy Ghost gave me 5:15 this morning. Woke me up. Get up. I said, all right. I will, Lord. Yes, now, there's something we miss about the kingdom of God. I was trying to hold it, but I can't hold it. After he told you about, it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Yes. He said, begin to sell the rest of that stuff. Right. Wow. Everything else you think important. Right. Sell that you have. In other words, to operate in the kingdom, you have to be a soul out. I ain't worried about no English. You worry about the English. You got more broke English folks. I ain't thinking about no English. You got to be a sell out, but soul out. Now watch what happened. And then I want you to look up different translations and give alms and provide yourself bags. One translation say wallets. Another translation say money belt that can't wear out. Well, and then in one translation, I got to go back and find it. It says a new money bag. A new money bag. It seems like the kingdom have association with money. Sit down. Let me talk with you now. Sit down. Let's go. I'll do a little teaching. Well, let me look at it, Lord. Maybe to get it right, maybe I need to see this. The problem is, listen to me, and this is not an easy thing to do. You're really going to have to spend time with God to do this. But the concept of the kingdom operating properly in your life is a child concept. And we have pumped so much word in us that we don't want to be a child no more. You ain't talking to me. I know more scriptures than my pastor knows. You better see how my Bible mock. But my purse is not marked the same way. I'm out of my mind this morning, boy. When I read this verse to you, it's either going to qualify you or disqualify you. Because you should be sitting here like a little child. An apostle is ministering to me, and I'm open to whatever he says. I'm throwing all my revelation away this morning. I will hear what's happening in this meeting right now, right here. You can't answer me with your revelation up here this morning. Your revelation ain't working in here this morning. Thank God for your revelation, but God want to take you further because we have not really experienced like we should the apostolic ministry. Now get ready to read this verse. Because I got to get you here. You got to get settled right here in this verse. Settled right here in Luke 18. Luke 18. Verse 17. God dog it. I thought he was by himself at the Bible talking to me. Jesus talking to me. It's in red in your Bible. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise. This is not talking just about being saved. It's talking about because you are saved. Keep a childlike faith, and the Holy Ghost will instruct you and talk to you and walk you out of it and walk you into it. Y'all better holler right now. I'm gonna quit preaching. You better holler. That's good. Because y'all got to holler a little bit. Y'all got to do something. All this work I done on this, and I know this ain't no Sunday school stuff.
That's right. Put it out, sir.
See? Every time you try to reach adulthood when the word is gone, shut yourself down. You never become an adult in the spirit. Whoa! You never become an adult in the spirit. You are always a child. When you matured, you're a child. See, the spirit world work different. When you mature in the spirit, you become more of a child. When you mature in the spirit, listen to me, you become more teachable. more reachable. Are y'all ready for this? All right, you note taker, sit down. I'm going to give you some notes to take. Here's what I was supposed to say when I first got up here. I want to begin sharing with you today how to solve all problems, all situations, all circumstances in your life that you've been praying about, quoting scripture about, and asking God to help you. Simply by understanding you in the kingdom in you, and the king of the kingdom is on your side. Well, I told him, Lord, I was talking about you, Jesus. I told him, but they just say, a few of them say, hallelujah. I told him, though. I told him, you on that side. You know? I don't know whether they know you or not. I don't know if they recognize who you are or not. I told them you was on their side, but they said, a few of them said, hey. Don't you ever get familiar with the name of Jesus. When his name is mentioned, you rejoice because he's the very one. The name of Jesus must never come to a common place. The name of Jesus must never be put with Rockefeller or Napoleon Hill or none of them. Self-help have no blood. Self-help have no name of Jesus. Self-help books, I read them. They don't have no admonition to the Holy Ghost. It's just man on man. Using your principles. Because I don't just want materialization. I want manifestation. Every now and then, I want Jesus to hug me. I don't care what kind of house you got, what kind of car you drive. Every now and then, I like to feel a master arm. Come on, hug yourself, hug yourself. I like to feel a master arm going around me. One hug from Jesus, everything is all right. Hug yourself. God Almighty, stop crying. Stop complaining. Stop talking about who won't let you do what. After you get through this week, you're going to do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Have what you want to have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm a child of a king. I'm so much a child of a king, he made me a king. I'm part of the royal family. Yeah. I supposed to live royally. Yeah. Ooh, Jesus. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, let's get a few things straight here. Sit down. Get your pen. What? Nine minutes left. No, I forgot. I'm in charge. First thing, we got to question some things here to bring you to par to enter into that revelation of walking in the kingdom with born-again experience, feel the Holy Ghost, all this red. Who owns the kingdom? Who owns the kingdom? Give you a secret to go along with that, and then I'm going to give you a scripture. He who owns the kingdom owns me also. So, if that is true, I'm going to give you a scripture in a minute. There is an inheritance factor here. Ooh, Lord. If who owned the kingdom owned me also, whatever he has, who owned the kingdom, belonged to me. But I need to find out what he has. And how this kingdom works. First Chronicle 29. Huh. Am I preaching here this morning? Do you feel better about yourself? And about your life? Do you think after today something else is going to happen in your life? If you said that and didn't answer me, you're out of your mind. You're not even hearing what I'm saying here, up in here today. I come to bring you somewhere you've never been before. I come to show you something you've never seen before. I've preached enough of these few minutes to change your life. If you are listening, not only at the word, but at the anointing that came with the word, every yoke, not broken, been destroyed. You go over this tape. You go over this and listen at it. You can't be the same. Why? You're a child. Your father talking to you. You leaving here this week to live every day a kingdom lifestyle. Everything you are and everything you have represent the king. You know he's going to see till you having good stuff. I don't want to send my children out half cocked. If you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Let me put some frosting on here, because you have to understand. I need you to become, I see some of y'all haven't become a child yet. Y'all look mean and like you know so much. Just listen to me. I know by revelation and manifestation. 42 years, I've been like a little child. Well, I know when to get bold. I know when to stop somebody. I told one of my members Sunday morning, she's out on the floor dancing. I said, be careful. Watch yourself, girl. Be careful. She went back in her seat and never came back out. Everybody was out, but she never come back out. She's in training. Yes, she's either going to make it or not going to make it. I believe in authority. I don't believe in democracy. How are you going to let everybody say something? You think a democracy is going to be here this week, you can catch your plan. Something go wrong here. Them apostles going to straighten this thing out. We're going to straighten this out of them here. And I tell them to do the same thing in the church. They don't hear these men of God. It's a wrap. I'm proud of my black president. But he need a man of God in his ear. All the time. He need a Marvin in his ear. He need a Dan in his ear. He need a David in his ear. He need a Leroy in his ear. He need a Montreal. He need a Phil. He need a man of God, a woman of God. I pray for him. Don't you pray for him? We got to pray for him, man. The first black president we ever see. You think you talk about some prayer? Keep him, Lord. Keep. Don't let him make him. You think President Obama's so cool? I'm up in there with him. I don't care if you don't like it. You're sucking up all my air. You ought to like it. First Chronicle, come on now. Come on. Come on, you're going to be a tough week this week. You better pray when you get to that hotel. Let's read this. Let's read this. Let's read this for a minute. Read it for a minute. You don't think President Obama up in there by himself. Got these holy men and women of God up in there. Oh, God, you give us a black president. Hallelujah. Don't let him mess up, God. Hold his hand, the devil behind him, but stop them, devil. Vote against everything the man said. They vote against, man, everything the man said. And he still killed, what that boy name? Bin Laden. Still kill him. Still, he's still dead. First Crown 29. Who own this kingdom? In 1 Chronicles 29, 11th verse, dying. Oh Lord. Underline every hot word you get to. Is the greatness. Yes, sir. Hint, hot word. And the power. Hot word, hot word. I heard my man say hot word, but underline that. And the glory, another hot word. And the victory. Hot word. And the majesty. Watch what he said now. Watch what he said now, David. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. And you know what you should say right now? No, that ain't what you're supposed to say. God, I'm with you. Thine is the kingdom, that is. O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Wait a minute, he ain't through. Korashakata. You broke? You doing bad? Talk to me up in here. Both. Riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and I ain't. Thank you. And in thine hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, thank you. Pray. Our glorious name. Declare that you, I got this. I understand now, Lord. All my conditions changing right now. I just found out. You have everything. And I'm in there with you. I receive. This is a morning you've been looking for. This is a time of reward, says the Lord, of all the time you've spent seeking my face, it will all begin to come to pass. Like you're running a race, for it will come swiftly to your doorstep, and you will have enough understanding to open the door, and I'll come in and do whatever need to be done, says the Lord. For you love me and I love you, and my love is bigger than your love, so therefore I'm going to wrap your love in my love, and our love going to become one, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Our love will become one. Yeah. Some of you have been battered and scorned, and you have not received your due, D-U-E. But under this atmosphere, and at this moment, the thing that have been held back from your ministry, your marriage, from black men, will be released by the power of the Holy Ghost. From a kingdom perspective, you should live the rest of your life never concerned another day about the color of your skin. White boys and Japanese boys and black boys and black men and Hispanic men and Hispanic women and black women and white women gonna walk together. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One nation. One kingdom under God. Shout. Hallelujah. We the solution. We the answer. The church is the answer. We the one been born again. We the one been birthed in the family of God. We the one that watches the flesh is flesh. That watches the spirit is spirit. We the one got to change it. When slaves turn into sons, masters turn into sons. When it become son on son. Nobody bigger than nobody else. You who know how to walk in my kingdom will never have a prejudice moment in your life again. It does not matter, because I'm a spirit. You the solution. Pull your skin off. Walk in your spirit. Let's walk a little bit. Walk like you're on it. Walk like you're on it. Walk like you're on it. That's what the Spirit of God said. Walk like you're on it. You're a spirit being. You're not no flesh being. You're a spirit being. You're invisible. Woo! Walk like you're on it. I own it because my Father owns it. I own it because my Father owns it. I own it because my Father owns it. No man gonna tell me that I don't own it. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that the world is. I say, children, we own it. The children of God, we own it. We run this thing. No man run this thing. I'm a spirit. I'm led by the spirit. I'm fed by the spirit. I own it. I'll never feel low again. I'll never be victimized again. I own it. In the spirit. want you to think about this question when I ask it. Are you really changed? Did this morning change you any? Did you go any deeper? Watch the question now, because I don't want you to holler out. Do you believe right now, on this moment, that your life is not the same? See, it's still a tangible anointing up here, boy. I still feel a tangible anointing. Every enemy that ever been in your life, when he see you coming, demons and all, they're going to recognize you not the same person they knew. This is real. Wow. This is so real. And do you know the student determine what the teacher teaches?
Yes.
So that means you were here this morning. You didn't get it. The student determine how the class gonna go. Because the instructor can't go no far, then the student let him go. So, listen to me. I want to set this camp meeting up. The instructor will take a whole lot of things back home if the student don't receive. I was able to minister here this morning because you here. You got it? So you got as much to do with this service this morning than I had to do with it. The Lord don't keep depositing if you don't have receiving. I've left out of churches before I start going to my son's churches. I've left out of churches and took everything back home with me. Never got to the first lick. So I had to go through the scriptures. Just give them whatever they can take, you know. But I get back on my plan. I got to get myself back into life. I ain't never saw so many dead people in my life. Dead people waving their hands. Ah, holly. Ah. But the stuff wasn't going out. See, you can make a lot of noise. You can wave your hand, but you ain't receiving. Lift your hand right now. Let me bless you as you go.